here at the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine with CBS NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora. Jason, thanks for taking some time with us. Obviously, the enormity of the Combine. Give us your thoughts.
It's kind of crazy. It's grown into this like little cottage industry here, and it's almost the winter games or the winter meetings for football. You know, baseball, you got the hot stove league, and everyone thinks about winter meetings. They don't necessarily have that in football, but this really turns out to be about much more than just these kids working out here. It's laying the foundation for free agency. It's lining up cap cuts and casualties. It's getting your house in order, figuring out your budgets and where you're going to start spending this money in 2014. So you've got every agent here. You've got every GM, every coach, every position coach, all these draft eligible players, and media out the wazoo. It's quite a circus.
Speaking of NFL coaches and GMs, our general manager, John Dorsey, speaks today. Yeah. Just speak to what you've seen out of him, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs.
Big fan of John Dorsey, not just because we're both Marylanders either. but no, I think he's done a great job. Andy Reid wanted to have someone he was comfortable with, but he didn't want to have someone he could get control. It was about having enough checks and balances there. We see the game, we have a shared vision, but we also have differing opinions that allow us to build a consensus and then make decisions as an organization. I think it's worked out really well. I mean, you can't argue with the results in the first year to any degree. And it'll be interesting to see how they continue to build things. I think the draft will remain their lifeblood. And Andy Reid, certain things he always did in Philadelphia, I think you'll see manifest themselves in Kansas City. He was always kind of drafting a quarterback here or there and trying to have that developmental guy, because if Chase is who a lot of people in the league think he is, at some point he might be starting somewhere else or what have you. So do we have the next man up there? I mean, I think it's about focusing on certain key positions, making sure you're deep there, and then just continuing to build a young roster. They have a lot of talent, and it'll be exciting to see how they continue to grow.
What are your thoughts on this draft class, but then also when free agency starts, wide receiver wise come free agency?
Yeah, I think wide receiver wise this is a really deep class. I mean, some of the juniors who've come in have just made it even more explosive. So everybody I'm talking to loves this wide receiver class. Free agency wide receiver wise doesn't always pay big dividends. I mean, I think of more misses than hits. I mean, even last year, you look at who they're throwing the money around to right away. Mike Wallace at $12 million a year. It's a lot of money for Mike Wallace, and he struggled. And yeah, he turned it on a little bit at the end of the year, but boy, that didn't look good. Jennings over $9 million a year. If you don't have a quarterback, what good is that? So, I don't know. I mean, Eric Decker, I think, will probably get overpaid. He's a guy who I think will probably get Jennings-type money. I don't know that he's that receiver. Jeremy Maclin is an intriguing candidate, certainly for you guys, with his ties to Andy Reid, with what he's done in that system, with him being that sort of slot guy who can make things go. They've tried it there, but, Avery, we've seen guys who break down body-wise, whatever. And, look, Macklin's coming off a major injury himself, but he's going to be a hotter free agent than I think a lot of people are giving him credit for or anticipating. So I would look – if I'm thinking of the Chiefs-wise, I don't think they're going to set the market and go throw $9 million a year at Eric Decker. But if there's a value there in Macklin and you build a bridge where, hey, you might come in a little low because of some of this uncertainty, but here's what you can make if you are able to get – you hit these playing time incentives, you hit these receiving incentives. I think there might be an opportunity to explore that. I like this kid Odell Beckham from LSU. I don't know that he lasts that far. I mean, I don't know if he gets past teams like Baltimore at 17. It's hard to know how many are coming off the board at any particular time. But I think Watkins goes super high, and I think there'll be a run on wide receivers. I'm going to say between maybe 12 and 28 or something like that. You can see a lot of them flying off the board. But it'd be hard for me to handicap one particular guy for the Chiefs right now.
My last question for you, I'm just kind of curious, the interactions with agents, GMs, coaches, all the goings on here at the Combine, what that's like?
I tell people I don't really find out anything that's going on until about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. I mean, that's when you start talking to people. You're bouncing around kind of from bar to bar. You're running into people at restaurants. And that's when you kind of start getting your handle and your pulse on things. Everything that's going on here is very, very sort of official, and no one's going to say much. No one wants to tip their hand. Everybody's watching. There's all this media around. So you're not really getting news or real nuggets of information coming from these press conferences. It's more who you run into at night and just sort of where things take you. You end up kind of, you can't help but run into people here. I mean, it's not that big of a city, and everybody in the NFL is here.